This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Childhood summers spent fishing and swimming in a pristine northern Michigan lake would later inspire Ernest Hemingway's The Last Good Country. The newly opened Hotel Walloon is borrowing that reference for the name of an upcoming weekend that's devoted to celebrating the literary giant's Michigan connection. For 3 days this week, guests get a chance to explore the famed author's boyhood hangout near Petoskey and learn new details about his life in Michigan. Chris Struble is president of the Michigan Hemingway Society, and he's one of the experts who will be on hand to chat with guests. Struble says Walloon Lake and Petoskey are two places Hemingway really loved.
Michigan always represented a great source of freedom for Hemingway. Everything that he's associated with, outdoorsmanship, hunting, fishing, that all came from his time in northern Michigan.
Another visitor at this weekend's event will be Valerie Hemingway, the author's daughter-in-law and former secretary.
She has the best anecdotes ever. I mean, she was there through the glory years, and there's so few people that have spent that amount of time, that amount of quality time with Hemingway that are still around, and she just has the greatest stories.
Along with tours and talks, guests get to dine on dishes and drinks inspired by Ernest Hemingway. More information about the three-day event this weekend can be found on the hotel's website at hotelwalloon.com.